Probably from a standpoint of just intensity. You know, I feel like defensive players play with a certain tenacity and aggression, and I like to bring that to the offensive side of the ball, and I feel like that helps my game out. Marvin Demoff.
Kyle, Chip Kelly is also making the transition like you to the NFL. What advice would you give some team players about what to expect from him?
Just come ready to work. I'm sure it's just like any other job they've been a part of. He's a great coach. Players coach, and he's somebody that has a lot of consistency in his weeks and in his game plan. So, I'd be happy to play for him, and I'm sure the guys that are there are happy to play for him.
Have you thought about that prospect of possibly rejoining him?
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, you know, everybody has the fear of the unknown, especially when it comes to, you know, who's my new coach going to be, who are the guys going to be that I'm going to be playing with. But the thing about Coach Kelly is I had the opportunity to play for him last year, so I know what I would be getting out of him as a coach. And, you know, that's one team I've kind of done my scouting on a little bit.
Kyle, you've had such a roundabout attack with you. Did you expect to be doing this for baseball at some point to be a pitcher?
I couldn't find the strike zone as a pitcher, so I think I'm in the right place as a football player. And I love what I'm doing now.
How much do you have to learn as an offensive lineman in Chip Kelly's system? How many different concepts? How many different
things? Mostly just terminology. The concepts are simple. I mean, football is a pretty simple game once you get past the terminology. But you need to be able to speak the same language, know your assignment, and be able to showcase your skills. I mean, once you know what you're doing, the rest kind of takes care of itself. So Coach Kelly's offense was you know, it looks complex because of the speed and the tempo, but, you know, to say it's simple would be kind of disrespectful, but it wasn't very complex for a guy. I came in, didn't have spring ball, picked it up pretty quickly, and was able to be a part of that offensive line fairly quickly. Well, I've never played in the NFL, so I have no real understanding of what the tempo is like, you know, as it was last year or this coming year. But I know Chip Kelly will do a great job motivating his guys and getting his guys prepared for the next season. I'm excited to see, you know. We saw it in San Francisco with Colin Kaepernick with the zone read and stuff. So I'm excited to see it. I'm a big fan of Coach Kelly and a big supporter of him. So, just come with an attitude that you want to outwork everybody. You know, you can't hold the guy down that's going to outwork the world. There's dozens of guys that are more talented, bigger, stronger, faster than you. But if you come in with the intent of working harder than the guys next to you, then usually things tend to work out for those guys. You know, I have personal goals, but we'll just see how it plays out this week. I just hope to come out and give a good showing and hope to showcase the work that I've done in the last few months. As I'm sure most households with three boys, things are very competitive. Add to the fact that, you know, my mom's extremely competitive as well. She was a swimmer and stuff in high school, so she was an athlete. And my dad played a little bit of sports. Things are very competitive, you know, and you grow up in that house and you're bound to want to compete, whether it's, you know, racing up the stairs when you get home, you know, anything, you know, we compete, you know, just like most of the guys here, all the guys here, we're all competitors. Chris is a little smarter. He went to University of Virginia. So he's kind of a nerd, but, you know, after being at University of Oregon for a year, I feel like that helped out my ability to express myself on social media. But yeah, Chris has a pretty entertaining Twitter. I'm not sure. I haven't really asked. I'm just here to showcase the fact that I can play offensive line. You know, I'll be learning how to snap here in the next few weeks, and I'll be doing that on my pro day, just to be able to try to play anywhere, wherever there's a need.
Might have frustrated him when he was a player in terms of with lot better what you do?
Just a guy that's willing to compete. You know, it's always tough playing against a guy that's going to, you know, you're going to get his best shot every play. His last play is going to look like his first play. That's the guy that you want to play against, but at the same time you don't want to play against because they'll make you better every time you step on the field with them.
But nothing tactical in terms of you got to develop this part of your game. This is
just technique and knowledge of the game. That's the big thing. I feel like the physical tools are there. You know, I consider myself a pretty good athlete, and I feel like if I combine that with some good technical stuff and get the X's and O's and the football IQ figured out, then I'll continue to progress as a football player.
How are you different now versus when you were a couple of years ago when you were having some of those players from the last year?
You know, I've grown a lot as an individual. I was definitely immature and was not independent. I feel like I've grown up a lot as a man in the last few years. I've had to take responsibility for some of the things that I've done. It was the worst thing and the best thing that's ever happened to me. You know, I've been through hardship, and I fought my way back, and I'm standing here on this podium today as somebody who's at the NFL Combine, and I'm pretty proud of the things that I've done, and I don't plan on stopping making progress anytime soon.
If the NCAA would have allowed it, would you have played another year in Oregon?
I would have loved to be playing in Autzen another year. I'm not sure. The guy that was playing left tackle was a freshman All-American, Tyler Johnstone. He's a pretty darn good player, if you've ever watched him. I feel comfortable playing guard. I have no issues with that. Never played center, but I'm open to try new things. Menelik Watson. And he's somebody that'll open up a lot of eyes when he runs and does all that kind of stuff. He's a great athlete.
Was there something about the coaching at Saddleback that helped develop
you? They have great coaching. You know, Mark McElroy, the head coach there at Saddleback College, does a great job with all of his players developing talent. But I just feel like it was an instance where, you know, we just happened to be dealt the right cards. And Menelik was a sponge and responded very well to the coaching that he got at Saddleback. And any criticism that he got, he took it on with a positive attitude and translated it into, you know, progress as student of the game. Yeah, he came in as a defensive end, and I snuck a white jersey out onto the field, and I said, I'm not going against you. You're playing right tackle.
He's got a reputation for quite a nasty streak. What were your impressions of him just on the field?
I think we kind of rubbed off a little bit on each other when we were there. You know, we kind of fed off the energy that we each gave each other. He is a nasty dude, nice guy off the field, but, you know, you don't want to get caught in a dark alley with Menelik Watson. I consider myself a pretty nasty dude. I play football. I feel like everybody out there is a nasty dude. It's just to what level. I've never worked with my older brother. You know, I've never been on the same field with him. Most of the stuff that my older brother and I discuss is in regards to just the mental aspect of the game, what to prepare for when coming to the combine, what to prepare for in preparation for certain teams. You know, I can come at him with scheme questions and anything, and he does a great job answering it. Well, you know, in talking with a lot of the guys, they were happy to have him back. They were happy to have, you know, Coach Alfred's come in. You know, it's just a lot of emotions, just a whirlwind, you know. I wasn't in on the discussions with Coach Kelly, but when we heard, we were all extremely happy for Coach Kelly. Obviously, there's guys that he brought in that you would have liked to see get developed by him, but at the same time, I know Mark Helfrich, the new head coach, will do a great job with him, and they've made some new hires, which I think is a great move.
He's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented corner in the entire draft.